means he knew how to weave. He was a bucky in weaving. Isulei trei kiburi. So they brought him what is it called? Not the shed, it's called, the spin, what is it called? What you wind around two spools of thread. Trei kiburi, chad de shisya v'chad de arve. One was shesi and one was orev. They told him, tell us which one is shesi, which one is orev. He's a Rebbe of Tarsim, so he should know. Masas a nes occurred. About koponim, mashme de Tarsi the gardi chodu. There it would seem that a Tarsi is a gardi, a weaver. Because the beperik acholu mashme, the gardi in bifnei atzmon, the Tarsi in bifnei atzmon. So this is the two different professions, they're not the same. Void, another problem. Domrinin, Bagod de Megille, Bixam Vishseresh, Shnei Tarsim Hoyu, Hoyu Mesaprim Beloshin Tarsim, so there would seem Mashme Shehi Umo, Sheyeshlo, Loshin Bifnei Atzmo, it's a nation, they have their own language. So it's very unclear what Tarsim, what the union of Tarsim, if it's Tzerfei Nechoshes, or if it's Gardiim, or Tzanume. Vidume sova treife yeledes umishabechas. The Gemara related a maise that Rab Shimon ben Chalafta wanted to prove that if nitlo noitzer shalom, so it's not treif, and he with his town the Gailus was nitlo noitzer shalom, and he put it in a tano, and he put on this matalis shall tarsi him, and it bloomed, it flourished. The nights that came back better than before, so you see it's not treifa. So the Gemara says, how can you shlug up Rabbi Yehuda, v'dul mesova treifa yeledes umishabeches? Maybe he holds a treifa can have children, and it's mishabeches. So Taisha says, "Mestavud leigrasin in yeledes." How does yeledes come in? They in tzorich leiklal. He says the whole raya from Rav Shimon Chalafta was we saw that the noitzer was better than before. So the Gemara says maybe Rav Yehuda holds that a treifa could be mishabeches, but yeledes doesn't come in bechlal over here. Voit, we'll have later a whole sugya if a treifa can be yeledes. Voit amrine per kamed avoy dezore. Gabi Rab Yehuda Mater Bishvure. They're speaking about that one is not allowed to sell a Bahima Gasa to a Goy. Maybe he might rent it to a Goy, and the Goy will do work with it on Shabbos, and Schiris Leikanya, so it comes out that the Bala Bahima is over on Shvises Behemtoi. So therefore, they made Exeter not allowed to sell them a Bahima Gas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Mater Bishvure. Rabbi Yehuda was Mater if the feet were broken, so he was Mater. Because what are they going to do with the Shvure? They won't work with it. They can't work with it. So Al-Koch are going to shecht it. So they'll shecht it. So Al-Koponim, so they won't come to a Kilkel. Amru Loi, Valoi Marbiin Aler Zocha. He wants to know he's going to hold it, and then people again are going to learn out that you're allowed to sell a Bay Megase, because they don't shecht it right away, this Nekeva. Marbiin Aler Zocha. Amar Lehen, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Luch Shetele, Marbiin Aler Zocha. It's a treife. So the zicha not true. The zicha not mabia zocher on a chatuchas raglayim. Alme loy mekabel a zocher. So a bezoy if it's not mekabel a zocher. So how can the Gemara say here? Rabbi Yehuda holds treifa yeledes. He says klon avay the zocher. that it's not mekabel azocha. Umiyu yesh lechalek bein treife chatucha raglayim l'shar treifes. And Tosfos says, maybe we can differentiate, could be, there we're speaking about a chatucha raglayim. I think pshat in Tosfos is because a chatucha raglayim, in order that a nekeva should become this aber, so you need ola leo zocha. That a zocher is oil on top of her, so if she's chatucha raglayim, she's not capable of being mekabel a zocher. So that pshat by chatucha raglayim, not mitzad de treife shebo, mitzad de chatucha raglayim shebo, but could be other treifes, is no stirit to mekabel a zocher. Ezel v'achsi heiche isa milse. Here we had a maisa with Rav Shimon and Chalafte, that he wanted to be mevarer, how Shlomo HaMelech knew that by an emolim there's no sar, the kotz, shaita, or moishel, ain lo katzin, shaita, or moishel. So he did a whole scientific experiment to prove this. Like Tosfos, afo gav dechi agav nechoshiv ba moiche hasvine milagleg, it seems like he didn't believe what Shlomo HaMelech said, and he wants to see it for himself, and vice versa, and before he proves it to himself, he doesn't believe in it. Gabayahi Talmud da'omale le-Rabbi Yochanan, was a ma'aser, Rabbi Yochanan said a drosha about the Shor Yerushalayim, there'll be tremendous avonim yekoris in the Shah, and then he didn't believe it, such a thing is impossible. Then he went on the Yam, and he saw Malochim that they were cutting out these Avonim G'dolos, and he asked them what Pshat. They said these are oimed to be the Avonim that will be in Shar Yerushalayim. So he came back to Rabbi Yochanan and said, Rebbe, he said, very good, tak I saw it. And there the Gemara, the Isis says, a taina on this Talmud, if you wouldn't have seen with your eyes, you wouldn't have believed what I said. That means you don't believe divrei chachamim. And here, the Rav Shimon b'Chalaf wanted to do the same thing. So Tosfos says, "Shani hocher shebol lebarer hadavar ulohidia eich yoda shloimeh." Not pshat is he had a suffix in what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech said that an emola ain't lo katzin shaiter a moishel, that's 100% true, they don't have taket. But he wanted to prove, how did Shlomo HaMelech know? And he understood that Shlomo HaMelech bechachmosai figured it out. So how could you figure out bechachmosai? So he thought, Mistama, this was the chokhmah that he had done, and the Gemara shlugged him up. No, this is b'chal no raya, that ain't law. So kol chokh Shlomo HaMelech nu beruach hakodesh. He did not figure it out, b'chokhmah. The Yisrael Baruch Hu wants to say, maybe Shlomo HaMelech understood the language of all the Nevroim. So Memele, He could hear how they're speaking, so he understood if there's law, a melech, a velon ruach ha-kodesh, if he understood the language. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rafune, simen le treife, yud beis chodesh. What does that mean? Simen le treife, simen, Sarashi says, le sofik treife. That means if I have a sofik treife, I don't know if it became nitra for not yud beis chodesh im tach choyo biyodua shalay nitra for. If it lived yud beis chodesh, then I know if the zikha didn't become a treifa, because a treifa can't live more than yud beis chodesh. In fact, the Gemara of Ravuna Meisevei, we learned from Tanoim different simonim. Simon le treifa kol she'ena yeledes. A treife cannot have children. So if it has children, it's not a treife. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishabeches Voileches, if it's improving, it's better than it was before the Maise, is Biyadua Shik Sheira. Misnavna Voileches, if it's going downhill, בידוי שטרייפה, דיסה סימונים אב טרייפס, וקודם רבי שמעון גמליאל. רבי יאמר, סימן לטרייפה שלושים יום. רבי הולד, זה הטרייפה כנון יליב 30 דייס. אמרו לי, תוד רבי, ולוי הרבי, מסקיימו שתיים שלושונים, תקליפתו את וייס. על כל פונים, we have here different opinions of תנועים, of the סימונים, of a treife. It's not moilet, it's misnabna vaheilech, and then we have Rebbe says it can only live 30 days, and the Amulai said it can live 2 or 3 years, but this year of Rav Huna that it lives 12 months, you don't find one Tana that says it lives 12 months, so the Tanoim are not like Rav Huna. So he answered, Tanoi, 100% right, these Tanoim do not hold that it lives 12 months, but there's another Tan that holds that the Shia lives only 12 months. The sign we learned about Raisa, Ubegugoylis, Shiesh, Bonekev, Echot, Orof, if the skull has a long Nekev, Afilo, Nekovim, Harbei, Mitztarfim, Lemole, Migdor. That it's mitzvah for the shir molim midach, which this is lecherishitis beishamai. That's not metam aboyel, and it's treifet. Omar Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam, maiser ba'anvul, there was a maiser mitzvah in the city Anvul, be'echot shenivchiso galgaltoi, that his skull was nivchas, was nechsa, ve'osu loy chiduk shel kruya. And they took a piece of a dalas, of a gourd, a squash, a dried out squash, and it seems they patched it up with that. V'choya! And the person lived. So how could you say that this is one of the treifes, Gugoylis, Chason and the Gugoylis, one of the treifes? There was a maise bamboo that was patched up, this treife was patched up. Omar loy Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Misham raya, Yemay sechama hoya. This was in the summer that they patched them up. V'kivin sh'avra olav Yemay satzina miyad meis. After the winter passed by, he died. So what is Rabbi Shimon Elazar telling him? That he lived during the summer. When the winter passed by, he died. The Peres Yaakov wants to say Pshat not like Rashi, we'll see Rashi soon. Peres Yaakov wants to say that what was the Raya from this? What did this Makshin want to tell him? He wanted to ask Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if you say it's a treife, so why did they try to operate on him? What did they think to accomplish? A treife and a chaya? So Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, the operation was because it was Yemei Sachama. And forget about the treifes. The treifes, one can live 12 months. But since it was Yemei Sachama, so the heat was very detrimental to this person. And if they wouldn't have done anything, they'd have died for naught because of the heat. So Memele, not, you're bringing a raya, see, they operated on him, and it seems they cured him, and they see it, that he's chaya. He said, no, the operation was only to make sure that the heat should not be a sibah, that he should die earlier. But lamaisa, he died after the winter. It means after 12 months he died, that he zicha died. But the purpose of the operation was not to heal him, not only to extend his life. That's what the Tiferes Yaakov says pshat. But it would seem that this is a psashir of 12 months. This is Yemei Sachaman, so if Yemei Atzine, he died, he can only live 12 months. Let us see what Rashi says. Beis v'sholish on him. V'kashel ha-rafune, Yud Beis Chodesh, like Laman Diyoma. No one says the shir of Yud Beis Chodesh. 30 days, 2-3 years. Where do you get Yud Beis Chodesh?
Sie sagt, Kanoi, die Ike des Wille, Kehavune, der Toni Lekama, je Mois Achama hoju, de Kiven, she Obro Olof, je Mois Azine, miyad Meis, jeish Makesh in Nivaro o Meis mit Teichoin, hulkach beinen je Mois Achama, je Mois Azine. The exact translation of Nivaro is unclear, but the Teferes Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is saying as follows, that there's the winter and the summer, and certain Trefes have difficulties living through the winter. Living through a whole winter, that could bring about Misa. Certain Trefes have difficulties living through the summer. But that Sikha, all the Trefes, is one of the two. Either the winter will finish it off, or the summer will finish it off. So therefore, we come to a shir of Yud Beis Chodesh. It means after Yud Beis Chodesh, Zichar will die, because it passed these two tkufis, and Mamel and Zichar will die. That's the cheshbon of Yud Beis Chodesh. That's how the Tzferes Yaakov understands Pshat and Rashi. And then he has a shtickle problem. He has a problem that he says, what happens if a behemah became treif in the middle of the winter? He says, l'chayre, from the hitus loshen would seem, you need a whole winter to be a makeh bepatish. The whole season is that's a makeh bepatish. She says, so l'chayre, if it got nitraf in the middle of the winter, so it should need 15 months. That's his kashan Rashi. Nekev echad oruch v'nigdara b'chesoren. It was a chesoren in the Gugaylus. Metafalam ala migdach v'shuvayna metama b'yla b'yishamay. That's Bemis and what the Mishnah Yeholos is talking about. Plutu d'shed v'goyos b'yholos. Aino k'day shi'inotu min achai v'yomis. That means, even though Beis Hillel says this loshen, that means the shir that will make it treif, Beis Shammai also holds that the shir. The shir is exactly what is that shir, but whatever the shir is, it's matrevet. Dachim nepirkin gam bishadra v'chein letreif. Chiduk shel kruya chaticho shel delas yevesha. Now we're coming into a new sugya. Oma rabache bayakev haloche treife yoledes umishapeches. Rabbi Yaakov says that a treife can have children. It's no stira to treife. A treife can have children. Mishabeches, and while it's a treife, it could be mashbiach. The Gemara said maybe in the Eivah that it was nitraf, it would be mashbiach. Mishbiach abo bederech klal. A treife is yoyledes umishabeches. Fine. Now we have a merdiki Gemara. Omar Ameima. Hani beyi de treife. De beyim of a treife, of a neuf treife, shichalo kamo asira. So what does Rashi say? De shichalo kamo, the last pushtes, that means when a chicken has beyim, so it has beyim there's a cluster of beyim that the chicken has, and then they develop. It takes 21 days, I think, from the scholar till the gemar, for an egg to develop. So Amem is said as follows. Hani beya de treife de shichelo kamo asire. Mikan ve'ilech havalei zeveze goyrem umuta. So let us see what Rashi says. De shichelo kamo last pushta, I think that's his cluster. Oysam shahoyu b'meyeho b'sho shenitrafo. The beyim that were b'meyeho b'shasa was nitraf. That means, while the Tanagilus had beyim in it, so then there was a treife. Shmutas HaYerech. It was a treife that occurred with this Talmud Geulis. Is Kulon Asurais, all these Beyim Ha'osa, the Uber Yerech Imoihu, Uber Yerech Imoi, so the eggs are the Yerech Imoi, the Imo Nitrefu, and they also became Nitraf together with the mother, together with the Tanagoyles. That is the Shichala, the cluster of eggs that were there when the Tanagoyles was Nitraf. Mikan ve'elech, but fine, that's those eggs. Mikan ve'elech, now afterwards, we're going now, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, a treifa can be moiled, so can have eggs afterwards. He v'hazocha goyrmim lehem sheyavoyu. So now, there are two goyrmim, two sibis, that are mesavim that she should have eggs. Zochem the nekeve. V'dovo she'isa v'heta gomoloi she'yigodol muta. If Gidl came about to Issa Beheta, so that Zev is a Goyrim, and the main Mahol, Zev is a Goyrim is Mutter. Now, I'd like to explain a little, perhaps we'll see in Taisvis a little better, but let us devour see in Rashi. Would seem from Rashi, the concept of Uber Yerech Imoi, we had in Baba Kame such a lotion. He uvlodo nirba by Behema Nirbas. Behema Nirbas is also lakrove. So if a person was reveya behema, the behema is also lakrove. A person is reveya a behema muuberes. The uber, if you hold uber yerech imoi, so it seems the Maisa Revia was done to this Behema. Uber Yerech Imoi, so since the Uber is considered a Yerech of the Aim, a Chelek of the Aim, so the Aim was Nirbas, so the Uber was also Nirbas. In other words, or let's say the Gemara says that, the Gemara says if you had a Poro that was Negeyach, so in the poem of Beretha was Negech, he uvloda nokcha. So that means, if yot uber yerech imoi, so that means the pu'ule that was done to the behema, or was done through the behema, so if yot uber yerech imoi, so this is a chelik of the mother, so whatever was done to the mother, we consider was done to the Uber also. This is a Yerech of the Aim. So he uvlodo nirbas. He uvlodo nokro. This is, when we're speaking about pulis that were done to or through a muberes. Now, then there's a concept of Uber Yerech Imoi. It was done also to the Uber. So now, if you have a Tarnegoilis that had a cluster of eggs in it, so if you say Uber Yerech Imoi, and we say this by eggs also it seems, so you say Uber Yerech Imoi, so there was a Maise that was Matrif the Tarnegoilis. When you take out a Shmutas HaYerech from the Tarnegoilis, so that's Matrif the whole Tarnegoilis, Matrif. Tarnegoilis became a treifa. The whole Tarnegoilis became a treifa. This Maisa was matref the Tarnegoilis. If you say Uber Yerech Imoi, so Memele who veimo nitrefu, so that became nitra. Just like this Maisa is matref the Beyim, because the Beyim is a chelik of the mother. So a maise that's matrif, the mother is matrif the uber. Or here we're speaking about matrif the bayim. So that means
the Bayim are also because the same Maisa that was Matrif, the other Evorim of the Tanagailus was Matrif them also. This Dasmi passed by a Maisa that was done to the mother, so we say whatever was done to the mother was done to the Uba also. Now, we have this mother that's now a Treifa. Fine. Now she's a Treifa. Finished. Now, new eggs. She was Nisaba with new eggs. Now, there was no new Maisa Treifa. So, out the concept of Uber Yerech Imoy, it's a passionate Uber Yerech Imoy over here. We mentioned the whole concept of Uber Yerachim is something that was done to the mother, we consider is done to the whole mother, and that means Alts Uber Yerachim. So it's done to the Uber also. But now, it's finished already. She's a Treife. Nothing was done to her now. But there's a new Aloche. Rav Chaim and Hilchas Macholos Asureis is Mavaya. There's a concept of, we learn now from a Pasuk, Hayotze min hatomei tomei. Something that comes out from a tomei or a dover osa is also osa. For example, cholov that comes out from a behemoth mayor. Now, this is not meat. This is cholov. This is milk. And perhaps for all practical purposes, perhaps you look under a microscope, it could be this milk is the same milk like milk from a cow. I mean, it could be in the chemical content. There's no treif. It's a cholov ayotze min hatomei. But cholov ayotze min hatomei is a din of yotze. Something that comes out from a dover tomei is also. Is also. There's no malchus on this, but it's also. Let's just, Samuzai, the Gemara in Bukhaira said, Ahavamine, that every milk should be also. It's Yotze from Eva Minachai. The name is also Eva Minachai, so the milk should be also, it's Yotze Minachai. Just like this is also, so it's Yotze. Et should be also, it's Yotze Minachai. Dvash Dvoirim should be also, it's Yotze from Dvoira. Dvoira is it's mamish yaitze min atome. The Gemara brings psukim. And limudim, that eggs are mutter, and cholov is mutter, and dvash is mutter. Fine. Al koponim, but the concept, there's a concept of yaitze min ha'osar osa. That something that is yaitze min ha'osar, we don't look at the content of it. But if it's yaitze min ha'osar, yaitze min atome is osa. There's a din of yaitze. Which we learn out from Sukkim. So now, if we'll have an egg that is yaitze from a Tarnagoilus Treifa, so the iser of this egg should be, not because it wasn't who the ima in the nitra, but there was no maise treifa done to it. But a treifa is also bachila la maise. So now the egg is yaitze mina osa. There's a klala yaitze min ha'osar is also. Just like dvash, dvoirim should be also without a limud. Because it's originating from a tomei. This is yaitze min ha'tomei. So the Gemara says, that's true, it's yaitze min ha'tomei. But there's two sides to the story. It's evzegoyrim. That means the egg comes about, originates through a toyer and a tomei, a mutter and an osa. So memele, so here we come to the concept of zev is a goyrim, and zev is a goyrim is mutter, which is a machlekes. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Mikan ve'ilech avalei zev is a goyrim umutter. Zev is a goyrim and it's mutter. Sektoisvis, aval gav de besoif ksubis poskinen rab Yehude bepreidois, de mesafkele beperik oisoi ve espinoi ichoishishim lezera ha'av eloi, hainu bemilse de shori kolchad bapay nafshe, loishayich zeve ze goyrim, a
אבל אוכד אחד עושה ואחד שורי, אבל איזה וזה גויר. This is a more of the ketoisvus with Akash and Ateret, which we have to understand. Rav Chaim says pshat in the kasha. I do not know if he means to say pshat in the teretz or he says his own teretz. But let us just explain what Tosfos asked, and either Tosfos means this or this is the teretz of Rav Chaim, and you don't know exactly what Tosfos means. There's a shaila if choshishin v'zera ha'ov. What is this speaking about? Choshishin l'zera ha'ov is, let's say you had a sus habo al chamoiro. A sus habo al chamoiro, and they had a child, a preda. Now, what is this preda? So let's just explain. If you hold ein choshishin l'zera ha'ov, so the preda is a chamoiro. Now we'll be looking for a behemoth to be roiveya, the child of the susabol chamoire, we'll take a chamoir. We're not being marbiya to minim, because the child, if you hold ein choshish in lezera ha'ov, so the child has a din of a chamoira, so you'll be marbiya a chamoir on this chamoir on the daughter, and then it's mean be mean, no problem. If you hold choshishin lezera ha'ov, so you know what pshat is. So what is this daughter? It's a mixture. It's a shtikl sus, it's a shtikl chamoira, it's a pshazoi. So now you have a big problem. Now you, when you look for a mate for this preide, a chamoir is not good, because it's a chamoir ala sus. There's some sus in the nekeva also. A sus is no good, but there's chamoir in here also. Mm-hmm. The only way you can find a mate for this preide is nachaza, from a zocher that came from a sus about chamoir. That's a din, so like this. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda did not know if choshishin lezerov or in choshishin lezerov. So Meila, Rabbi Yehuda was machma, and he said, so you can't be marbiya this chamoira only b'minoi, not with a sus and not with a chamoir. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. God the chachomim hold ain't choshishin lezerov, so it's a clear cut picture. It's a chamoir al chamoir. We don't paskin like the chachomim. This is going what we paskin like. La loche we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And it's a suffix of choshishin lezera ha'ov or ein choshishin lezera ha'ov. It's a suffix. So there's a suffix. Now Tosfos has a kasha. Here we say that if you had the mother was a treifa, we're talking about a town of Goyles, the mother was a treifa, and the mother had chickens that came from a zocher, and the mother, so the Gemara says, no, zev is a goyrim. Zev is a goyrim. There's a goyrim of Issa, there's a goyrim of Heta. Zev is a goyrim. So Tosfos is asking a moiridike kasha. Here, when it comes to be marbiya, we say, in choshishin lezerov, this is a chamoir. It's not a sus. No problem. If you want to find a zivik for this chamoir, take a chamoir. Ein choshishin lezerov. So it seems we're not going to Zerov, whatever this for is, Ein Choshishin Zerov. And here, when it comes to a shailas, the egg, mutter or also, we say, no, it's a gerim shal heta, gerim shal issa. So it's a gerim is mutter. So how do these two things stem? The kashas are more than the kash. That's Tosfos kasha. So let me tell you what Rab Chaim says, and could be that's pshat in Tosfos. Rab Chaim says the shaila of choshishin lezera ha'ov is speaking about as follows: if I want to be magdir, what the child is, which mean is the child? Is the child a chamoir? Does the child have sus in himself? What's the me? Can the zera ha'ov be magdir that it's Sus also. Can it or no? The mean, the Sikha, that the child came from the Zochan and the Kaver, that's less man the public. But the Shaila is, can the father, the Zera Ha'ov, be Magdir, the mean of the child? Or I say, no, mean? The mean is from what the mother is. That's the mean. Zera came through the father, but the mean is the mean is what the mother is. Let's talk about another case. Let's talk about a case that you had a behemoth was bo anachaye. A tzviya was the mother, a chaye, and the behemoth seems a rochel was bo al a tzviya. So now, the mother is a chaye, the father is a behemoth. Now there's a shail in the Gemara, what's with the chaylev of this child? Is this chaylev mutter, or is the chaylev osa? Now, so it's all like, that is what the child is. If the child is a pure chaye, so the chaylev is mutter, chaylev chaye is mutter. If the child has in itself a chaylev of behemoth, so the chaylev can be mutter. It's has in itself a yichus of a behemoth also. The din of choshishin lezera ha'ov was only said when it comes to yichus, to be magdir, the mean of the child, that's a sugya, can the zera ha'ov be magdir and magbul, the mean is what the father is also. If you're talking about mean, you're talking about yichus. We have to chesm with the father, with the father's yichus, and that's what the child is. When it comes to our case, we have here a chicken that was born for a Talnagoilus treife, and a Talnagoilus ochel. That brought about these eggs. These eggs came from a Talnagoil zochel and a Talnagoilus and a kaver that was treife. Is there a shaila over here? What is the mean of this beya? Treife isn't a mean. There's no mean of treife. Something happened to the mother. She became a treife. There's no meanim over here. You know what there is? There is. A yoitze min a treife is osor. That's true. There's a din yoitze. A yoitze min a dova osor is osor. So now, but it's not only yoitze min a dova osor. The din of yoitze min a dova osor was said, if something was noitzor al yedei adava osa, there's a din of yoytze. Dvash tevoirim is also without a posik. Cholov should be also yoytze min achai, yoytze min asheret. But there's a din yoytze. There's a iser of yoytze. Yoytze is only if it is the whole yitzire of this yoytze came through adava osa. So that's called yoytze min osa. This is a yaitze min adava osan adava ramuta, so that's called the yitzire came about through two factors. That's a sugya. Zev is a goyrim is osas muta. It's a matter of opinion. Or later could be some achlekes tanoim. But that's another sugya. So a meimah holds zev is a goyrim is muta. That is what a meimah said. So a meimah, so this is pshat. Now let's see the lashon of Tosfos. Aval gav de besayv ksubis paskin en kirab yude be preides. De mesafle be perikaisi bes b'nai choyshe shon zer avi loy. We paskin like ab yude. Haino be milse de shori kol chad ba'af ein nafshe. There's no shayla is this osir, is it muta? That each one is a dover a muta. And the shayla is, what is the mean of the dover a noitza? Loy shayr zev is a goyrim. Zev is a goyrim means if there's Issa and Heter which were mitstarif to create something. Could be this is pshat and toisus. Rab Chaim Zichah says, that's a Rab Chaim for emphasis the kashim. So could be this is pshat and toisus, and this is pshat and ameima. Eisvei Rab Ashi la ameima. So let us understand, so Rav Ashi was machadish two things. One thing he was machadish that if the Tarnagoilas was Nitrafa, so the Bayim that were in the Tarnagoilas is also became Nitraf, Al Saloch of Uber Yerichimai. And then there's another Aloche that Zev is a Goyle. Eisvei Ravashi Lameima. Ravashi is the Kasha Lameima. Vishovim, they agree. We'll see who the day is. But they agree. Bibeyas Treife Shasura. Neisha Godla Beisa. A Beya that came out of a Treife is also Neisha Godla Beisa. Everyone agrees. There's no machlokes. And Ameima said that a beya that came out of a treif is mutter. Zev is a goyim. And here we have two tanoim vishovim, they hold. They agree that it's also. So the Gemara answers, hosam b'desafno me'ara. They're speaking about that the egg did not come out from a chibur of a zocher nekeve. It came out from the nekeve itself. So the nekeve was the whole goyrim of the egg. So there it's not zev is a goyrim. There it's yoytze mina osa. So there everyone is talking about it. I'm talking about if it came from a zocha nekeve. Let us see Rashi. Vishovin. Rabbi Eleza v'rabonon de pligi bevlad behemet treife. Bevlad behemet treife. There's a machloikis. We'll see if you say Zev is a goyim is also mutter, but by a beish al treif, everyone knows that it's also. So the Gemara answers, but the safna may aro, he may atzma mischamemes ba'oret, v'yeledes, that the whole ledes habeye comes through the aim alone. Tahu chad goyimu, this is one goyim. So Mamela, so then everyone holds that it's also. Frag the Gemara, V'lishani lei b'shichla kame. Why did Ameima have to answer, speaking about a case, safna dat me'aro, say it's speaking about b'shichla kame, and the shichla kame, Ameima holds is also, als uba yerechimai. So the Gemara says, "Im came Godla, Gomra mi boile. Wasn't Godla beisa? Fakir, the whole beya was nizgadu when it wasn't a treife, and then by the Gemar it was nitraf. So the lotion is not good. It's not Godla. It's Gom. Elohod isnan vlad treife. Rabbi Leza oimer lo yikrav legabi mizbeya." Rabbi Lezer says, you're not allowed to be makib legabi mizbeach. This is talking about a blood behemoth, Rabbi Yeshua ima yikrov. B'maika miflagi, so the Gemara says, b'shen nitrefo. It's speaking about, it was nitrefo, ule b'soif ibro. This is how a meimah learned pshat in this machlokes. Rabbi Lezer sovar zev is a goyrim osa. So now we have here a vlad that was noitza from Amin Ha'osar and Amin Ha'muta. Rabbi Lezer Sova Zev is a goyrim osar. Agavuch, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is a shamuti, some emele, so. Rabbi Yeshua Sova Zev is a goyrim muta. So fakir, this is how a meimah took care of everything. Fakir. The Vishavin is going bad by a bay of Safna Da'aret, and it's only one Goyrim. This Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if the Vlad is kosher l'mizbeach, this Machloikis is speaking about Nitrefa Ula B'soif Ibro, and that's the Machloikis. They say, Zev is a Goyrim, it's also Zmut. Rabbi Lezer, Zev is a Goyrim, it's also. Rabbi Yeshua Sova Zev is a Goyrim Mutter.
I hochi fragte gemorge a de mitlegile gavoya, why are they choylik if it's mutter la hakrobe? The machlokes is if zeve ze geirim is also, so it's also a fellow lahedit. A yaitze min ha osa, a yaitze min treif is also a yaitze min ha tome. So you should have a machlokes, you should have a machlokes if it's mutter lahedit. So the Gemara says, Lo diyacha koichai de Rabbi Yeshua da fulu li gavoya namishoi. Is that a chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua? Is ever a goyrim is mutter? That since it's not a pure goyrim shalisar, it's a zev is a goyrim it's mutter. So maybe that's only mutter mikadina, but the gavoya could be we don't use such behemoths for a kol. So he wants to tell you the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua that it's mutter le gavoya. So then it seems this is a continuation of this beraisa, that even though they have a machloikis, even though they have a machloikis by avlat treife, if it's mutaros, if he says ever segoim is mutaros, but by a beis treife shasura, and that's speaking about with the safna mi'aro, speaking about that was nischamim from the kalke, the chad goyremu, this is one goyrem. Let us see Rashi. That Rashi, the Gemara asks, why didn't he say it's speaking about Shichla Kama? So the Gemara says, because it says, Nishagodlo be'isel. Godlo, mashmekol giduleho be'isel. Allahod is nan, kivin ba'amre tahay moidim bebeyes treife. B'desafne maradachat goyrem ukomam. Now when are they moida? When there's one goyrem. Mechlau de pluktayu said their machloikas is bezevese geirem. Al kochach beshenitrof, and if the machloikas bezevese geirem, al kochach beshenitrofo ule besaif ibra pligi ve ike zevese geirem. Bamaika miflegi, al kochach beshenitrof ule besaif ibra, what's the machloikas? Tadiacha koichi de Rabbi Yeshua tirutso. Let us see Taisvis. Vishavin, Bebeyas treifa shehi asura. It's shoving that it's awesome. Like my sheperish akuntres tokoya plukted Rabbi Lezeb Rabbi Yeshua, this beshoving is not going on their machlokes. Elekoi aplukted the beshame ebeselo. Going on a different machlokes. The pligi bemasnisen bemeseches idiots. There's a machlokes beshame ebeselo in meseches idiots. It's not wholesome. Beyas nevelo shekemoiso nimkeres bishuk. That means as follows. You had a chicken that died, and you open up the chicken, and there's faltike eggs in the chicken. Eggs with a shell. Kemoya nimkeres bishuk. You could go and buy these. That means this is a faltike egg. Now, this is an egg from a dead behemoth, a dead oif. Not an egg, I mean, but the egg was nitzel from a live tanagoilus, and then the tanagoilus died. And now you have inside the tanagoilus, you have here some faltike eggs. Beishamai metirim. So Beishamai says, so what's the shayla? The egg has nothing to do with the mother. I mean, the egg is faltik already. So you have a faltik egg. It wasn't meiletet yet, but it's a faltik egg. The mother's an avela. The mother's an avela, fine. But to the egg, it doesn't have any connection to the egg. Ubeisilul oisrim. Beisilul asa. Umoidim bebeyas treife shasura mitnei shegidula beisa. So this memre,
Ragemoris mefalpulam, the moide bebeyes treife, this is not that pareise that Rashi brings down. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it's a Mishnah in Indias that Beis Shammai is moide, even though Abeyes Nevela is also, is muta according to Beis Shammai, Abeyes Nevela is muta, but Beis Treif is also. Now, Vim Toima, now Toisvis wanted to understand what's the Sfora of Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Asov. So what's the Sfora of Beis Hillel? So Toisvis held a Kaponimi da Rabbonon, the Beis Hillel said that the egg is like the meat of the chicken. And just like, since it's in the chicken, it's like the meat of the chicken. And just like the chicken is an Avela, so the egg is also an Avela. The egg is an Avela. Kaponimi da Rabbonon. The hashta choshvi beis hillel beis nevela kibosa. They hold the beis is like bosa. The osri afilu kemoisa nimkeres peshuk. That means even though it's a fartike egg, you could sell it, has a shell and everything, but I gave it a din of bosa. The peri kama de beis yomrinin. Shaykhet es hatan legoyles, umotza bo beyim gimurais, and they found in the bay, in the town of Goyles, they found faltic eggs. Mutaris lo ochlon becholov, you're allowed to take these eggs and fry them in butter, and it's not a fleshic egg, it's a powder egg. You found it in the egg. We're talking about an egg without a shell. We're talking about a faltic egg. You found this in the mother. So the mother was geschaffen, fine. And you're allowed to take the eggs and cook it with cholov. Vafilu Rav Yaakov loy polig ela dekamayim hoye meures begidim asuris. It was still attached. Begidim, then it's us. Abo b'sheine meures mutter. Prektais v'sakash. I have a stira. Here Beis Hillel says, I have a chicken that died. I open up the chicken, I see an egg there. Beis Shammai says it's no shayla. The egg has nothing to do with the chicken anymore. It's a beya gemura. So the chicken is an avela. The egg is mutter. Beis Hillel says no. The chicken is also an avela. Why is the chicken also? The egg is also an avela. So they gave the egg, Beis Hillel gave the egg a din of basa. Just like the mother's an avela, the egg is an avela. Fine. And here we have, that's a gemara, that's a Mishnah Nidyas. And here we have a gemara in Beye that says, if you found an egg in a geshacht in the chicken, you'll have to cook it with milk. So, and this, it seems this is according to Beis Hillel also. So, manav shechet. Does it have a din bosa? Doesn't have a din bosa. How can you tell? And two chasimus. So Taisus brings down two very interesting terutzim. The tirutz behilches gedoilis, halachas gedoilis, the gabe isa nevela deraisa hechmiru. When it's talking about that chumre, that Beis Hillel said the egg has a din bosa, it says it matters what kind of isa we're talking about. When we're talking about the Issa Nevela, the Issa Nevela is an Issa Min HaTorah. So Chmiru, so they said, if the Nevela is Issa Min HaTorah, Midarabonon, they gave the egg also a Nevela. So Midarabonon it's also. We speak about Issuri Daraisa. So by an Issa Daraisa, they gave the egg a Shem Bosa. Avo bosa oif bechol of the rabbanon, but bosa afilu the mother alone. You shechted the mother. Now you'll cook the mother with milk. Is only also me the rabbanon. So the whole thing is only at the rabbanon. No, so by the egg we won't say that there is a teres bosa. So the Baal Halachis Gedolus said pshat in Beis Hillel as follows. Pshat in Beis Hillel is that in reality the egg is a different entity. The egg is not the mother. The mother is a that chicken and the egg is an egg and the mother could be an avela, the mother is fleshic. The egg is nothing to do with the mother. Afal pikein, Beis Hillel said me the rabbonon, the mother, the egg has a din of the mother. When did he say this? Well, we're speaking of if the mother is awesome in Atayre, the mother is an Avela, so then we said that the egg is the din of the mother, and the egg is also awesome in the Rabbana, because the mother is awesome in Atayre, because the Avela is awesome in Atayre. Masha Enke, by to cook it with challah, which the mother goof is only awesome in the Rabbana, Basa oif b'cholav is only awesome in the Rabbana. So the chicken, they weren't mach. But the egg, they weren't mach. That is the perish of the bag. One mahalach. Then there's a mahalach of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam tirit, the bebeyes nebele chmiru, mishum de nebele havidovo ha'oso. Abu basa oif b'cholav, da havihete d'chol chad v'chad b'apei nafshei shori. The Rabbeinu Tam said a different lomdes. The Rabbeinu Tam said that when did they give the egg a shame boso? If the boso is also some emele, so they said the beye is also like boso also. It's also. The boso is also, this is also also. But by geshacht and the chicken, the boso is not also. That means a fellow will say that boso oif b'cholav is also min ha-teire. But the basar isn't asar. It's if you take basar with chalav to create an Israel. So to give it a din basar asar, that they did. To give it a din basar to create Israel, that they didn't give it a din basar. That's the Rabbeinu Tam shtick title. Ule peirushoi, misyashiv mashem eforish boch, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, will understand a Gemara in Erevin. The Hod, the Omer Bereish, the Orech says Pshat in the Gemara in Erevin, the Omer Bereish Perek Adorim Anochi, the Filu Beyese Bekutcho Lelishri Inish Kame Rabbe. Now, there's a Gemara in Erevin that says a big Kiddush, that if the Rebbe lives in the city, and someone asks the Talmud, a Shaila, are you allowed to cook an egg with milk? You shouldn't ask the Shaila. My Rebbe is here, don't ask me the Shaila. That's a Gemara in the Rebbe. So the Orach said, such a Shaila, I mean, please, an egg with milk. If you're allowed to cook it together, what's the Shaila? So the Orach said, no. The Gemara is speaking about, so we're not talking about a poshet egg, we're talking about Yeshechted. You shechted the mother, and you found an egg and the chicken, and now you're asking a shayla, are you allowed to, cook this with milk? So then you and a lot of pasuk, you have to ask my rabbi. This is a shayla, ready? You have to ask the rabbi. So that's what the Orach said. Pshat. So the Orach said, "If the base of a kutra lishrin is kamei rabbi, then you can shechted it on the gilus, or motza b'abeim gemurit." Die bestaan bij hem, oisan en vriegen het, je don't need to be matter. De een lucha am haoret shlo yeda shemuta bechol. No shaylech, man. You come and ask a shaylech, allowed to cook eggs with butter, please. Now speaking about an egg that you found in a geshocht in a chicken, an egg that's nickel. So now, Taisa says like this. Fitir et haloch is gdoilei. So we'll see in a minute why later ben time is good, and why later loch is gdoilei is shver. Vitiris halach is deilis kashe, mai afilu de koma. Afilu, now, according to halach is deilis said, why is it mutter? Why is an egg that was found in a geshochnit chicken mutter? So the halach is deilis said, because we hold, basa oif b'cholav is ad rabona. That's halach is deilis said. But the machlik is tanoim this. Others hold, basa oif b'cholav is as mina teire. So a meila, this is a shayl on an isa de reise. What's the afilu? Afilu beya bekutche. What's the afilu? It's announced the shayla. Versteht sich, you're not allowed to pasken. The shayla is basa oif b'chola basa min hater, asa min rabon. So versteht sich. My afilu dekom, afilu beya bekutche, otto mi poshe tete ze kol kach, tvei mi shalmili, ha bluti. The leman, the oma, basa oif b'chola de reise, asiri. Midi dahave abeyes nevela. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam said that the reason they didn't give it a din boso is because it's heta beheta. That's why they didn't give it a din basa. So this whole thing is a chumra the rabbanim. We gave it a din basa. That's dafka by yisr, not by heta. So memele. So then it's good to afilu. That means, and this is a shailan at the rabbanim. You also have to ask the rabbi. And Taish just wants to fend for the Bahag, the Yeshloim, the Lachi Kama Afilu, Shekol Oyo Mayinoikim by Heta. Everyone knew this, that it's Mutter. That's the Afilu. They knew that doesn't have that, that Basa Oif, Bechol of it is Mutter. But they come to Reina Mashita, Lashas, the Shorga, the Maravei, Mitzis, Ruben, Nigmara, the Kama Mai, Yelaim, the Shor, Loichle, Bechol, or Mayima, Asira, So could be that's why maybe the whole din is a davar mutter. That's why he can wrap that filo. Why the shloimer? The high no time of the osri besilo beis nebeila zera otto beis treif. Not because they gave it a din bosa. They gave it a din bosa. Now you have to start being mechalik. What's the difference for gabi with cholo? But could be the time of besilo is that they were goyis a beis nebeila otto. Bayestreif asure, b'shem de gomra b'isa, by safna dara. Mi wein nira tiritze, dole gazrinim, baye de shichle basra, oto baye de shichle kame, from the same way, oto baye de safna mara, so it's not mistaver that they were geyser.